Hey everybody, and welcome back to the Lucky Dog Podcast. This is your host, Elias Roush. Today we got another fresh, you already know what it is, a fresh one, another one, you already know, Atlanta, A-Town Down, whatever all the names are for this, this wonderful show and location. Atlanta, we have Season 2, Episode 3, Moneybag Shawty. And pretty sure Moneybag Shawty is Donald Glover, a.k.a. Earn. A couple things I haven't mentioned in the ATL podcast, that Paperboy's rapping, according to the NPR podcast, was written and performed by Donald Glover's brother, which was extremely interesting. I had no idea going in first and second season that they were the dynamic duo behind this this incredible and uniquely styled show. I thought that the execution of it is just superbly done. If you want to check out that NPR podcast, I believe it's on Fresh Air, the Fresh Air podcast. It has the actor who plays Paperboy. I'm blanking on his name at the moment. But he's a really interesting guy. I never would have guessed that, one, he wasn't actually rapping. Two, he's got a real self-awareness of his size and stature and awareness that he's a bigger, darker skinned guy, and there can be implications with that, and in more conservative places. And he discusses this in the Fresh Air podcast, and I was really blown back just by the level of self-awareness. And it's a really good podcast just to check out too, just with his with the dynamics of the show that he talks about and the dynamics of getting into acting. He's an extremely interesting guy. I would highly recommend it. I'll see if I can find the link and put it in the show notes. So this episode, Moneybag Shawty, was possibly sponsored by Coke. I'll discuss that in a second. Just a little bit of product placement done right on Earn's shirt. And I thought that was extremely subtle, but also very well done. Not too in your face about it. Gotta get the funding somehow. The opening. So the opening starts with this mother that talks about how she hears Paperboy's rap and whatnot, and she's explaining the rap in the lyrics, and hearing her say it in I think it's an Instagram style format is hilarious, because it's just like how we would be scrolling through our timeline or something like that. And it's extremely well done. It's unique, and it kind of fits with how our generation is consuming media, especially with this vertical style video. Landscape, I believe, or portrait mode, sorry. It's in a portrait video mode, and which is not generally shown in a lot of video, so with the exception of when we're scrolling down our timeline. So I really enjoyed it. It was funny, unique, and it served a purpose, so it hits all strides. The guys open up at the bar. They're taking shots for the promotion of what that mother was saying. I'm assuming that all went viral, and it's doing extremely good numbers for the promotion, which is interesting in the music industry. Most of the time you'd hear, like, oh my goodness, if a mother hears that type of stuff. Or generally, if you were hear profanity in a rap song, you don't think of it being a promotion for the artist if the mother is complaining about it, but it actually is, and they are having a great, great old time about it. But the the new guy that was no, he's not a new guy, he's just a server, but he was like a young buck trying to get hooked up with a paper boy and, you know, probably jump in his circle or posse or something like that. But he had absolutely no respect for the entire table with the exception of Paperboy himself. So he can get, and clearly he's just trying to mooch off of Paperboy, and he, you know, Paperboy explains about how that would happen. And naturally, I would assume, you know, if someone is becoming famous or someone has got a lot of money, it naturally you're going to have people gravitate towards you that want some of that. They want some of the money, they want some of the fame, just by default. I really enjoyed the overhead shots with Glover and his girl. I don't have their names right in front of me. I'm sorry about all that. I should be a little bit more professional, but I'll pull them up in a second. But they start to explain, you know, a little bit of the money problems or money issues, and more money, more problems is essentially what this entire episode is consistent of. Hell, sometimes money doesn't solve race issues, racial problems. And watching Earn go through some of these motions of dealing with hostess and individuals that aren't taking him very seriously, mostly because I guess he's not dressed up looking well, nice or something like that. He's just wearing regular clothes, I guess, and assuming by what they're saying it's racist and stuff like that. It makes me retroactively look back at some of the interactions I've had with some of the people when I was being served, and say, I wonder if that was ever racially motivated, that it took extra long to get my food. You know, it's a terrible thing to think, but clearly this episode was showing the harshest reality of it, and experiencing that to the fullest degree. So being one-third Latin American, it definitely applies to me. So that's about it. I love the overhead shots with Glover and his girl. That, like this, like I always say, this show is shown incredibly dynamic, with dynamic precision. Each shot is like methodically thought out, and they just look fantastic. The lighting, the cinematography. That's what it is. The cinematography, and it all really works well together. This new rapper, the Yahoo guy, he's a kind of a poser. I mean, he raps about doing all this stuff, like he spits a rap for Paperboy and Darius, and they listen to him, and he's like, you know, I smoke this and I drink that, and I, you know, just got done with the dealer or something like that, and they literally just got done having the conversation that he doesn't do any of this. So he's a fake. He's a poser. I thought that was pretty interesting, just that dynamic. I'm sure that there's rappers out there that are in these exact same positions. They feel genuine. And I mean, there aren't any television shows that really get this type of medium with this well of writing. This was written by Stephen Glover, this episode. I'm sure Donald Glover had his hand in it just a tad bit, but I thought it was really well done. It was smart. the aggression with the Yahoo guy on his producer. Holy shit. Like, is he gonna beat this guy up? Is Bugs his bouncer gonna crash his foot in his ass? I was like, what? What? Like the aggression coming off this little guy was just so crazy. And I'm gonna get to it in a second, but I'm not sure if this whole thing's resolved. So we hop on to the next scene with Earn at the theater, and he's with his girl, and he's trying to pay with a $100 bill, and he's getting like a lot of shit. Like, you gotta can't take a bill that high, or you gotta take your ID and scan it twice, or do this, that, and the other. And literally, Glover walks off as soon as he's he gets all that shit taken care of. He turns around, watches, I'm assuming, an undercover cop. I don't know. It was a Caucasian guy with a gun on his hip. And as soon as Glover is coming up trying to say that this is, some bullshit, that the hundred, sorry, you can't use your $100 bill because she told me I couldn't use it, he literally just turns to his side and shows his gun like he's gonna do something. First of all, fuck that guy. I do not approve of that use of having a gun like that. Like, you're supposed to be using it for your defense, and you're clearly using it to antagonize someone. So it pissed me right off. Like, I have no tolerance for that. The outcome of it is they fucking leave. They said, "We out. We getting out of here." But yeah, so we hop on back to the producer, and the program crashes again. And so you know what that means. He's about to crash. Bugs is about to crash that foot in the ass. And Bugs, the Yahoo guy leaves the room first because he's about to explode. Bugs, his boy, tells Paperboy and Darius to get, like, we're getting out of here. Like, y'all should probably leave. That type of thing. Y'all better yabba dabba do, get the hell out of here. The implication of that is just, it was insane. And just, it very much seemed like this producer was about to get an ass whooping for something he has no control over. I wouldn't have this job. I don't know why he's involved with these guys, but we don't really get full resolution to it. So, just some of the faces they were making in that was just so, well, yeah, we should probably leave. We should probably get out of here. Bug's about to whoop. But I did want to see just a little bit more of that. If Glover was there, I don't know if he would have. No one stands up for the guy at all. Like, we just, Bugs on a wall watching, or a fly on a wall, sorry. Watching the whole thing go down. It just felt very, like, dang, dude, you have to beat his ass. So Glover gets pissed in between the theater and says, "You know where I'm gonna go? Somewhere where they treat somebody with money, with respect." So he goes to the strip club. Goes to the strip club. A. So of course that's a place where all money is accepted, right? So, yeah, they do go to the strip club. Oh, sorry, I jumped ahead. They go to the regular club first, and then he's essentially harassed by the bouncer and, like, told he grappled all over, and he has to pay in a certain amount of money, and uses that $100 bill, and that $100 bill ends up biting him in the ass because the owner of the club says, I can't do this. This is a fake $100 bill. And I'm pretty sure the guy even knew. I don't re It was mostly because I guess Earn was really just underdressed or something like that. It didn't look like everyone in the club was like super high class or anything like that. But I mean, $20 to get in a club as high as, excuse me, $20? I mean, I guess the standard around us is Charlotte is a, you know, 10, and I still think that's relatively high. Just what kind of clubs are we going in that you pay $20 that you're not getting some sort of decent service? But yeah, he's Earn and his girl are asked to leave, and he is just not having it. And so then they go to the strip club, and it's like 8, 8, 8, and that's where they accept all money. But right before they go to the strip club, the cops do tell Earn that, you know, we know that that 100 is real. And Glover's just kind of standing there, you know, dumbfounded again. Like, his whole entire night so far has just been him shat on the entire time. And it's not looking to get any better. So the strip club is like, it's not like your normal strip club. Everyone's got clothes on. I don't, most of these, well, these shows obviously can't show nudity, so they did their best with showing what they could. The lighting once again, it's just so stunning. I love the composition of the lights. They really complement the characters and the actors. I know just being in the film industry or in the media industry, darker skinned individuals have to be lit properly and exposed properly. There's a proper amount of light that needs to go to each amount of skin, or not each amount of skin, each texture of skin, each texture of you know, skin has a different amount of light that is sensitive to it that looks different in the camera. And whoever is behind the lighting of the individuals in this needs to get in the movie industry. Holy shit, you're good. I see professionals that don't even hit this high of quality, like on films and, you know, other television. The other show that I can think of that does really well with lighting darker skinned individuals, just with using natural light, would be the show Insecure. I haven't seen full episodes of it, but I've seen shots of it, and I've seen stills and marketing for it, and it just looks phenomenal. I might just have to watch it just to learn how they're doing it because it looks so natural and so good. I can't say enough good about it, and just given that there's the majority of media is Caucasian. When you look on a television, there's probably three or four Caucasian individuals on television at any given time. Thinking of, like, if you're looking at a line of televisions and, you know, different commercials, different, you know, if you're watching three Good Morning America, NBC, Fox News, or if you're watching any of these, all of them at the same time, the majority of them are Caucasian. So when you have a show, or those are live shows, obviously, but even regular television shows, if you, the Big Bang Theory, The Walking Dead, Mad Men, these shows, they don't typically have predominantly African American people in it. So, or not African American, dark. I'd like to say dark skin, light skin, because it. I don't think the race really matters. It's more about the composition of the skin and how it looks in the reflection with light hitting it perfectly. Because it's really not about race when you're on behind the camera. It's all about lighting, and whoever is lighting this knows exactly what they're doing. So finishing up, I'm sorry to get on that tangent about how good the lighting and composition looks, but it really is good. And if you haven't watched any of this, this is worth strictly for the spectacle of how they're shooting it. It's a technical masterpiece is what I would call it. Not 100% narratively, but they do have a lot of good things to say as well. So while in the strip club, I thought it was hilarious while the announcer was telling Glover after Glover gets the Glover, I'm gonna start Earn gets $200 and he's like walking back to the table and the announcer goes like, "Hey, you better spend that on that girl that's not dancing in front of him," and he's getting peer pressured by just the announcer guy. And he's like, "You in the green jacket with the Coca-Cola." Shirt on, get your ass. And Earn is just, he's just had it up to here the entire freaking night. And he just cannot take it anymore. So he throws a little bit and he walks back. He's like, "Throw money in. She's not even doing it." Oh my goodness. But yeah, somehow they were in the strip club. They get VIP bottle service, and apparently it doesn't come with bottles or something like that, but they're like, you know, it comes with bottles, you gotta pay for it, though. It's like, what? It doesn't really come with bottles, I guess. yeah, Earn's pulling out that wallet all night. And so that's when Paperboy and Darius are kind of drunkenly sitting there saying, "You know what, you know, money is an idea." And they loosely say, I'm improvising this a little bit just for the podcast reasons, he has to act better than other dudes. And everyone knows what dudes is actually for. I'm just not going to say it because I don't think I need to. He has to act better than other dudes to get respect from other dudes. Otherwise, he's just another dude. So, by the way, just they say the N-word with no hard R, obviously the commonly used term instead of dude. So I just wanted to be clear with that. But they basically say he's got to walk the walk and act and talk the talk, and I guess Earn gets that. I mean, he says, "I don't even know what I'm doing here at the strip club," as soon as they say that. So, yeah, I guess that he literally takes it to heart. You gotta walk the walk, talk the talk, and he walks literally right outside, and he bumps into, not literally bumps, but there's a big old crowd of people racing in the parking lot, like running in the parking lot of the strip club. So, dog beater Michael Vick is racing people in the parking lot of strip club Onyx. Is that what he's been doing ever since all that stuff went down? Because that sounds about right. That's where he belongs, is in the parking lot of a strip club, just running his butt up and down. Because that's all. I don't have tolerance for that guy anymore. Lost respect. Don't have respect on him. But Glover is cocky. He's real cocky about running or, you know, competing. And I loved how they did it. I was thinking for a second, I don't think Donald Glover can actually race. Like, he claimed as to have done track or something like that. But no. They hit that screenshot real quick. And quickly cut to them leaving and him upset in the limousine. So it was just not a good one for Earn the entire night. Earn just got shit on all night, and so he learned the lesson. You know, you gotta walk the walk, talk the talk. But then when he tried to do it, he got schooled by, you know, dog beater Michael Vick. Who really knows? Let's see in the future if he really decides to change his swagger, you know, just the way he portrays himself as someone who's got a little bit of money now because he's getting a little bit of revenue. So let's see if he, you know, gets a little bit of confidence, maybe puts on a sports jacket and might bump up the cockiness or your self-confidence level to, you know, an 8 or 9. You don't really want, he doesn't want to be cocky because clearly he gets schooled in that. But he needs to hit that sweet spot of having just a little bit more say in what's going on, you know? Lay the law down, man. Yeah, overall, I would have shown the Yahoo rapper again. Maybe what he did to his producer. Maybe that would have been kind of cool to have them, like, maybe beating him up in the parking lot or something. I don't know. Maybe that would round it out too much. Some narrative threads in Atlanta sometimes are just never picked up again. Sometimes I can think of an episode further down the line that I've already seen, episode 6, there's a little joke at the very beginning, and it's never addressed at the end, the entire rest of the episode. And honestly, I thought that, you know, it was really well done, but the joke, sometimes you think that, you know, the first 10 minutes of a show, you know, are the narrative thread of what's going to happen, and that's not necessarily what's going to happen in Atlanta. So unpredictability is definitely a big factor in this. We also might see the Yahoo rapper and whatever happened to his producer later in another episode. I don't want to, you know, discourage that. But other than that, it was another one of the episode. I hope everyone really enjoyed this podcast breakdown. I did a little bit of a scene by scene for y'all. Won't always do a scene by scene, maybe just first take reactions, but I hope everyone enjoyed this. Rate, share, subscribe. We are Lucky Dog Podcast worldwide. I can't thank you enough for listening. Check out all our other podcasts. We have tons of other podcasts, shows, movies, TV, and discussions. Check us out. Lucky Dog Podcasts on Twitter. Email us at theluckydogpodcast@gmail.com. Thank you, and take it easy.